Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of February, Monday morning. And Christ said a lot of things while he was down here that caused people to raise their eyebrows. I mean, he was God in human flesh, and many people didn't know it. They didn't realize that they were seeing the very Son of God. And when Christ spoke, it caused people to literally cringe at times. And especially those that were in the religious leaders of the day were just absolutely appalled at what Christ said. And you know, they ask him in the, I'm looking here now in the 18th chapter of John, says in verse 6, as soon then as he had said this unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. This was when they came to arrest him, of course. And Jesus answered and said, I have told you that I am he. If ye therefore seek me, let these go their way. In the 20th verse, he says, well, in the 19th verse, the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I have said. You know, of course, Pilate wanted to know who this man was also. And you know, verse 33, Pilate entered into the judgment hall, called Jesus and said to them, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee? And Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest, then I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth the truth. And Pilate in the next chapter, saith unto him, verse 19, knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? And Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered unto me, unto thee hath the greater sin. Well, Christ said a lot of things that shook the very foundations of the religious world at that time. And of course, that's why they absolutely hated him, because he spoke. There's another scripture that says, no man spoke like this man. That's why when he says in the 10th chapter of John, you know, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. You know, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And can you imagine what the rulers, the scribes, and the Pharisees, and the hypocrites thought when they heard him talking like this? I am the good shepherd. You know? And when he said in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I came down from heaven. Can you imagine what they thought when he said, I came down from heaven? Verse 52 of John 6 says, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, you know. Well, he also said in John 6:65, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given of him of my Father. So Jesus spoke many things that shook these leaders of the day. His teachings are still shaking the leaders of today in Christendom. You know? They're still shaking their fist in his face today. Some of his sayings are very hard sayings. And he says in the 21st chapter of Matthew, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will be grind him to powder. No, they didn't want to hear the truth. It was too hard for them. They were used to running the show. You know, they were used to having everything their way. And Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so they started making accusations and allegations that he was proclaiming that he was God. And he was proclaiming he was God. He was the eternal Son of God. And he said, the reason that you don't believe on me is because you're of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. Well, I'm glad that we have these accounts of what Christ said as to who he was and what he proclaimed, and the fact that he did proclaim that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me, and that all that the Father giveth him will come to him, and all that come to him I will in no wise cast out. So this morning, let's be thankful that we have the account of Christ and his message to the world. His message is not one of easily received by those who are haughty and proud and think they have something in and of themselves. You know? But they are for those who beat upon their chest and say, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. You know? Not the one that says, I'm glad I'm not like this man. And so, what camp do you fall in this morning? Are you resentful of Christ and his words? Or do you embrace his teachings? Because if you do embrace his teachings, it's evidence that you are one of his little sheep. Because he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You know, he's the great shepherd of the sheep. And we're his flock. If we're one of his chosen, if we're one of those given to him by the Father. May God bless you this Monday morning in a special way to hear his voice. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. God bless.